Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Pop, 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 pop. Good morning to you and welcome along. It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast, May 23rd. The summer's gone.
No, it's not. How's it going? Welcome to Thursday. I just want to say something, right? And I'll confirm it next week because I won't be here tomorrow. But I passed by a shop this morning, right? And it had a board outside it. And on that board, it always does its special offers, right? And I've noticed it does a cup of coffee for $1.50, which in this day and age like basically free coffee, right?
It's like the canteen in college back in the day.
Yeah, subsidised. Oh, I used to get toasties and everything. It was $1.20 for a toastie. Yeah. Cheese toastie, $1.20.
Where are you going with this?
It said on the board, if I'm not mistaken, right? And this might be the cheapest in the country. A chicken fillet roll for $3.50.
Nice. Okay.
That is like insane, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't eat a lot of fillet rolls.
Killian, you used to work in a deli.
Yeah. That's good.
You wouldn't get better than that.
No, you wouldn't get better than that.
Like I got a salad wrap last weekend. It was $4.95. No meat in there. No meat. $4.95. Just salad in a wrap.
Well, I was told I looked like I was wearing a blazer today.
Right, okay, to swerve to something very different.
Everybody just let your thoughts out this morning.
It's a lovely denim jacket, not a blazer.
Yeah. Nice. I can see it's the colour. It's a
black blazer.
God.
Give him some kind of fashion that you call me Bon Jovi on the show the other day. And right away.
The stripes, yeah, go on, abuse
the
me,
stripes is quite distracting this morning, I have to say. Well, that's for that. Ooh, the belt. Ooh, the belt. Oh, yeah. It's our communion belt.
It looks like you've won a WWE championship with that belt.
Right, come here. Okay, it's going to be a morning of random thoughts. The sounds of
we
it.
Have
Strap
a board
in
the Beat Den where we are creative and we come up with what's going on the show. We couldn't fit on the board what is happening on the show today. So
let me tell you a couple of little things that are happening on the show this morning. Firstly, we're going to award a prize-winning school and student on the back of our digital media literacy tour this morning.
Right. We are going to give you two chances to the win this morning with Stenaline.
Because Niall forgot yesterday.
No, Niall forgot yesterday. We're also going to give you a chance to win on Beat the Bomb.
And
with
most importantly this morning, right, there's some shocking news for show and for us about show that we're going to reveal later. This is big. This is huge.
I told my mum last night and she was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am.
She is.
Come on.
Let's talk about your body. Let's talk about your body. What makes your body special?
Move your body.
Move your body. Come on, move your body.
Move your body.
What makes your body special? Right, is there anything that's winning about your body that you think, you know, oh my God.
Killian, stop. I think what's winning about my body is that I've never broken a bone in my body.
Wow.
What?
I know.
You got to this age, 29 years of age.
29.
And you've not broken a bone.
That is
a lot of that to do with your mum making you wear elbow pads and knee pads when you were going out to play in the garden and stuff.
And a helmet.
In the bath.
No, in the garden. So I fell on ice when I was 6 and it was a bad fall. I ended up in Wexford General and I went real Wexford there. Ended up in hospital and she was very nervous and still is about head stuff, right? And so she used to send me out into the garden sometime with the helmet on.
Just imagine how lonely you were with just a helmet and probably playing with a sand bucket.
So I was probably quite like protected. And then also I always had a note for PE, so I never had a chance to break a bone. But like I took up like...
You're lucky recently with your tumble in the bull ring. You didn't break a bone.
Yeah.
That was a bad injury.
I think you did, though.
I fractured my shoulder, the doctor said, but I just was in denial about it.
Yeah.
But I've never broken anything.
You're broken, just fractured.
I still can't sleep on my left side, but it's fine.
It's fine. People are having a conversation about their random genetic wins, and I'm similar to you, right? I have broken a bone. I'm a man of the world. I've lived.
You were on a night out.
I was on a night out and I broke my foot. But that's neither here nor there. I've never had an operation. I've never gone under.
Under the knife.
I've never had an anesthetic.
Yeah. Wow.
So I don't know what that's like.
That is weird that you've got to this 31.
Yeah.
And never had that happen to you. Yeah.
I think surgery is pretty rare, though. Isn't it?
I think, little things, like, you know, like little procedures. I don't know what off the top of my head, like, I'm trying to think of like a little procedure. Like, I had a little lump on my finger.
Like getting your tonsils out.
Yeah.
That's a common one. Is that anesthesia? I presume so.
You would.
Wisdom teeth is another common one.
Yeah.
And you've never had to go under the knife.
Yeah. I've had that done. Another thing that I've never had done, though, is a filling.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really good.
I've had a filling.
And the reason is, not only did I wear a helmet as a child, I wasn't allowed sugar. Yeah.
So was it worth it? The broken bones and no fillings.
I'm still quite happy. Like, I lived a sheltered life, but
blissfully,
ignorant. Yeah, exactly. And I'm learning an awful lot now at this stage, you know.
Gillian, what's your random genetic win?
Now, this might be a push because you were giving me eyes yesterday when I said it, but I think because I'm a bit musical, I think that's a bit of a genetic win. Like, my dad is musical. He won a All-Ireland Flam medal for the Bowron back in the day.
Okay, so you think it's in the genes, the music?
It's in the genes, yeah. My mum used to play the organ in the church in Ballymurphy when she was a young one. Mm-hmm. So, do you know, I think I have, you know, fingers of a god. Yeah. No? Oh, that's a bit weird. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, do you know the other one? I think I have a good head of hair.
I was going to say, do you know what you don't have?
A little bit receding its forehead. But
you
have
very little, like, grey hairs.
I don't know now. We were testing out these new cameras in studio last week and they're too high def. I said, I want to go back to blurry old school cameras because I could just see a little bit of grey flecks in the
HD.
Side.
HD.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think I have thick hair as well, like my mother.
You're quite blessed. Yeah.
So that's what we want to ask you this morning. What is your random genetic win? How's your body, like, really kind of living it up and, you know, proud of? Is there's something kind of passed on. Some other examples here. Old grandparents living to a very old age.
Yes.
That's a random genetic win.
Yeah.
Also, long eyelashes. You got long eyelashes? Are they yours?
Oh yeah, I've never worn eyelashes. Eve has a really long eyelashes.
I think I've quite long eyelashes.
you think you have brilliant everything. I know, your confidence.
I'm not saying
I have great
brilliant.
Hair. I have great lashes. I'm musical.
The one thing I can say about it is my smile.
Oh,
look at this. No braces, no nothing, baby. It's just all natural. Every time I smile, I feel like I get, you know, the little glisten in the corner and like ping. A wink. Yeah, pink.
Okay, what is your random genetic win? 0851. When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. This week, teaming up the Man United Supporters Club, big event, 50th anniversary event, June 8th in the Talbot Hotel in Carlow. Guest speakers, Wes Brown, Dennis Irwin, tickets at Eventbrite. And we got tickets to give away all this week on Beat the Bomb. And our contestant this morning on a big day is Nadine. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
Well, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Now, talk to us. Where are you? What are you doing right now?
We're on the bus on the way to school now.
Okay, but it's no ordinary day.
No.
It is.
Graduating today.
Yay! Graduation day.
Yay! Okay, so who's with you, Nadine? Shout out some of the people on the bus this morning.
I'm with Joe, Livia, Sean, Michal, Matthew, Harvey and Connor.
And what school are you heading to this morning?
FCJ.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So a bit of an emotional day, I would say, but you're going to have the crack as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, well, look, you've got a job to do. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Beat the Bomb, group effort. We're looking for a big score. And I hope the questions suit you, so we'll start the clock. Beat the Bomb
on Beat Breakfast. Okay, guys, what is a ham and pineapple pizza known as?
Hawaiian pizza.
Yes. What does ROFL mean when texting?
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Yes. Who won the Premier League this year?
Manchester City.
Manchester City.
Right. Who sang Wrecking Ball and Party in the USA?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Who won the Italian Grand Prix over the weekend?
Max Verstappen.
Yes. Complete the title of this Lion King song. The Circle of...
Life.
Yes. What is the name of the local bar in The Simpsons? Yes. Billy Joe Armstrong is the lead singer of what band?
Nirvana.
No, it's Green Day. What League of Ireland soccer team is known as the Blues?
Pass.
That's Waterford. How many vowels are there in the word vowel?
Two.
Yes. Which English rock band had the song Supersonic?
Oasis.
Yes. Who played Austin Powers in the trilogy of movies?
Pass.
That's Mike Myers. What football team plays their home games at Goodison Park?
Aberdeen.
Yes. In what southeast county would you find the town of Callan?
Pass.
That's Kilkenny. Who lives at 221B Baker Street?
Pass.
That's Sherlock Holmes. What city is known as the City of Love?
Paris.
Yes. Are Jaffa Cakes legally a cake or a biscuit?
Cake.
Cake is the right answer. Who is the most recent actor to play James Bond?
Thank you, Craig.
Is the right answer. Well, that done. Like that was a serious like bus effort, wasn't it? Like
everybody
that was the
contributed.
Whole gang.
Everybody
gave an answer there. Yeah. We love it.
We got 13 points, which means the FCJ crew are in the lead. Go on, FCJ.
Go on.
So, well done. We've got a pair of tickets to that event and you might win the upgrade prize as well, depending on how others get on. And have a wonderful last day in school.
I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, we're sending you so much love. Have the best day, guys. Bye. Thanks for playing Beat the Bomb.
Chance to beat that score tomorrow morning.
I should say that when Nadine entered, she did send the message to say, I have been playing along and listening to Beat the Bomb for the last 6 years on the bus. So, yeah.
What a way
lots
to finish.
Lots of love to you guys today.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We're just there's a little bit of tension in studio here. What's this morning tension? No, it's just it's like oh sorry I turned the light on. Dramatic. I think we need to balance it out because Niall is feeling like whoa there's a lot of extraordinary days aren't you?
I just think a lot of you need to get a grip. There's a difference. There's a difference between a grand nice day and an extraordinary really sells it to me. Let's get a couple of thoughts though on this. Okay. We're getting some nice stories in. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now I'm accepting yours. Yours is good enough for extraordinary. So talk to us. What is an extraordinary day for you?
I got to see the 3D pictures of my baby girl expected in August.
It makes it all so real now.
Oh, Jamie.
Is this your first, Jamie?
There's a few pictures there. I'll send them on to you. Just you can see facial expressions and stuff like that. it made my day.
It would.
I'm weak.
Niall just said there. Is it your first, Jamie?
No, number three.
Number three. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mammy Ariana had won. Well, she entered the competition for the Taylor.
Oh, yeah, she was a finalist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, that was her.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, so she's still buzzing. She got in.
Yeah, that's
just, a bunch of extraordinary this week.
Yeah, lots going on. Okay, you got 10 this month.
You win. Thank you so much for sharing.
Jamie,
lovely
chat
news.
You.
Best of luck
have
to you
day.
Guys.
Cheers. All right. A couple of other bits coming in. Also, we had a message in from Mark, who says, good day, he says, is after a full week of working, I get to spend loads of time with my girlfriend and my son. You just can't beat it.
Yeah, you see. I love that.
Also, we had a message from Mark, who says, I have to agree with Niall. I have to have more of a wow moment to call it extraordinary. But fair play, Show. I'd love to have as many extraordinary days and moments as you have. It sounds great.
Thanks. Maybe I should run a class.
A class, yeah. Extra, how to see how the extra have, in yeah. ordinary.
How to have at least 10 extraordinary days per month.
You could write a book.
That's really good. Yeah. Where has anybody done that? Jeez, you're onto something.
And PJ was on. When I went home yesterday, my daughter...
No, you're reading this.
Who was potty training, wanted to show me her first poo in the potty. No way was Mammy allowed to flush it until I got home. The smell was definitely extraordinary because it had happened a few hours beforehand. It was a hot day yesterday, a bit clammy as well, PJ.
No.
Other than that, the most recent extraordinary day was when she was brought to a playground for the first time. When you see a child experience something like that for the first time, it feels like life is really worthwhile. Yeah. She was delirious. I don't have many extraordinary days in general, maybe 10 a year.
I don't know though. I think you'll find now with your little girl and those kind of first moments and like things, seeing things through their eyes. I think you're going to have more. And I'm going to write my book and I will help you on your way, PJ.
Yeah. And chapter 22 in Show's book will be the first poo in the potty.
Yeah, dedicated to you, PJ. Yeah. I
woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Becky Hill, never be alone. Beat 102, 103.
You'll always have me. You'll never be alone.
That sounds like a good threat. Okay, let's get to it. I was 3 years old when I learned, firstly, Ross was onto us, and I actually agree with Ross on this one. I was taken aback just an hour ago on the show this morning. Have a listen.
I was 3 years old when I found out that ONW was on my way. Didn't know that.
No.
Didn't have a clue.
I didn't.
Heard on Beat the Bomb this morning, so Every day is a school day.
Yeah. It is, Ross, and that is why you need to keep it locked to beat. And thanks, man.
you got that special. Ross, you're so lucky. You're the only one that gets that. Also, with a message from Sarah Jane. I was 3 years old when I found out that the saying is open sesame and not open sesame.
Open as in open sesame. Like open sesame. The door is going to open. Open sesame.
Is open sesame like similar to sesame seeds?
That's what I see words. It as. Yeah,
but it is, that's how you spell it.
But
open
she
sesame.
Thought it was like S-A-Y-S, like open sesame.
Adele was on. We cannot get our head around this one, Adele, at all. I was about 21 when I realised that 24/7 means all the time because it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. What did you think the 24 and the 7 meant?
Adele,
I need to know.
Yeah, she didn't answer. Tried to call her.
Not surprising.
not available for a call this morning.
Zoe is, though. Hey, Zoe, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're good and we're good. Right. So tell us what you thought this kitchen item was actually called.
Okay, I thought a Pyrex dish was called a pirate's dish until my mother-in-law told me about 2 years ago. She actually asked me to repeat myself twice. and when I did, then she looked at my husband as if to say, you didn't correct her. Mm. My own mother, when I told her after 2 years, my own mother said, yeah, no. Yeah, I knew you were calling it pirate's dish. I just let you.
As in, ahar, me hearties. Take out that pirate's dish there from the bread. Oh, God.
Yeah, sometimes it's best to just let people go, you know, rather than correcting them all the time, you know.
Would you not rather know, though? Like, do you feel better now, Zoe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no one skitting me when I say it anymore.
Yeah.
Go forth with your pirate's dish. Ahar, you've won yourself a Beat Breakfast travel mug this
Ahar,
morning.
Ahar, my hearties. Have a good day. All right, any other quick...
Beat Breakfast.
All right, some of the other ones coming in now. Laura was on. I truly believe I could do somersaults like the Olympic gymnasts. I would need an ambulance on standby in the event I injure myself. But yeah, sometimes I look at the gymnastics at the Olympics and I go, yeah, it's just a somersault really, isn't it?
No. Again, no basis.
No basis.
You like, are you even flexible?
A little
can you
bit,
put
yeah.
a leg behind your, get your leg up behind your, no, that's not flexible.
Look at that.
Anyone can
look
do
at that.
That's not. No. You want to do better than that.
Good morning, guys. Liza was on to us. Oh, this is a good one. I think I could do surgery as I'm a big Grey's Anatomy fan and I was so good at playing the game Operation as a child.
Operation is where you have to, and it pings, like it vibrates. Yeah.
Shelley says I'd definitely be able to deliver babies. I've watched all seasons of Call the Midwife and I've had 3 of them myself.
Oh, that yeah.
Just
well,
push,
fair play to you.
Just push, push.
Ian, that's exactly how it works. Now, yeah. Ian from Kilkenny, I'd be a radio host. I'm fantastic at talking nonsense.
That's really
there you
all
go.
It
yeah,
is
that's right. You're qualified, hun.
It's qualified. Yeah. It's good. And another Laura was on to us from Kilkenny. I could work for the county council, holding a shovel, having the chats with 5 of me mates, discussing the potholes. Be no bother to me. Now it's Rachel, isn't it? Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're good.
What is it that you're absolutely convinced, you're adamant that you could do without any training or qualifications?
I could be a music conductor.
Okay. So you'd have the stick. Yes. I don't know if that's the official name. Baton?
Yes, I could have my little pointy stick. I have 3 kids, so I'm well used to pointing my finger passionately. So I can wave that stick mental. So it looks very easy. It looks so simple. So,
it's an interesting one. I've always thought about this. Like, what is it that they actually like... are doing with the stick, you know, in terms of like when you're watching them, like
it's timing, isn't it? They're keeping them to time with the swishes of their arm.
I don't know. I think it's just more for theatrical appearance, possibly.
I think we need.
I know. Yeah, I know. I think there's a controversy.
We need to hear from a conductor, like an actual conductor.
Rachel, you've just reminded me of another one that I'd be very good at. You know, I don't know if you ever watched the boat races, like the Oxford-Cambridge boat race. You know, they have to push, you know, and they're all shoving away. And there's someone called the cox, aren't they, that sits at the top and just shouts at them. I could do that.
Yes, or with the dragon boats and they beat the drum. That's the timing as well, like. So.
Oh, okay. I'd love to hear from a conductor, though, because that one fascinates
me. Joe wants to know, what do you do?
Exactly. Barf, stand up there and wave your stick.
No, Rachel. Thanks
for
chatting.
Have a good day,
Ian. Have a good day. Bye-bye. A couple of other quick ones. Nadine was on. I'd 100% be able to do surgery or be a firefighter. Yeah, there's a lot to that.
Yeah. Adam, I reckon I would be able to play professional baseball. I have an almighty swing and hand-eye coordination.
And finally, Laura was on to us and she says, myself and my husband have just finished watching Yellowstone and I firmly believe I could gallop on a horse with no saddle if I found one to have the right kind of relationship with. A lot going on there.
Yeah. I think I could fly a helicopter, says Laura. Laura, can you come back to me and let me know if you have more of a basis for this than Niall does?
I love the confidence this morning. Annalisa was on to us. Where are we? There we are.
I'm pretty sure that I could either solve a murder or get away with a murder because of all the real crime that I watch and binge regularly. So I'm pretty sure I could do one of those things.
Fairly sure. Emma was on to us, Menace Gorthy as well.
Morning, guys. For all my life, I always thought I could do that really fast chopping that the chefs do on the TV. Yeah. And the chop. Yeah. Fair to say there's been many, many plasters over the years on me thinking, yeah, listen, I'm a professional. I can do these thin slices, chop, dinner ready in 2 minutes. Yeah, no. No basis for it. Absolutely. It takes me half the day to do the carrots and the onions for the dinner. Yeah. But no, totally. I'm able to do that.
Half the day in 6 plasters.
And you know the way they can line it up and they use two hands. I love the way they do that.
Okay, Grace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We are good, hon. Now, you are a conducting expert. Well, I've decided that you are anyway.
Well, no, I was in an orchestra all my teenage years. Okay. I would never take on the stress of a conductor.
Okay, wait, what did you play?
Violin.
Violin, beautiful.
Lovely
beautiful
instrument.
Now, how stressful is it for the conductor?
Well, you have so many sections of an orchestra. You have violin 1, 2, 3, you have woodwind, you have percussion. They literally have to know every part. They need to know the timing of every part, what parts come in at certain times, when they stop. It's mental. Like, they're holding the whole time and for it could be up to 52 people.
Jeez.
Mm. Like, there's 52 people relying on this one little person.
Can you not just do it yourself? Why are you relying on him?
Well, you see, you can do it yourself, but you can't rely on others to know it as well as you either. So you kind of, that's why you'll always see in an orchestra, like, looking at the conductor. Mm. Everybody stares at the conductor.
Yeah.
When are they going to tell me to stop? Are they going to slow us down? Yeah. Are they going to speed us up? It's no way. Like, that's why conductors are crazy in rehearsals. Like, it's...
It's such a position of power, though, isn't it? Like, you've got your stick and you're in charge of all 52.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but they really are crazy, like, you know.
It's, it's like head chefs. They're just a bit volatile.
I've been given out to more times. PTSD.
Well, thank you for enlightening us this morning. Unfortunately, I've no rhythm, so I think I'm out. Yeah, but Niall might have some kind of shot at it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, and you have a great day, all right?
Cheers.
You too, guys.
See you later.
Just one
more. Get up. Beat breakfast.
Right, it's a big day in soccer because the UEFA Europa League final is on this evening, okay?
Oh, I love the final.
Yeah, you love a final, don't you?
I come in for the final. Yeah.
This is a big deal because it is being hosted in Dublin. Dublin is holding a major European final.
I saw this on the news
last night.
All the celebs were out. Yeah, they covered it on the 6-1.
It's going to be kind of chaos in Dublin because there's fan zones for the different clubs.
Yeah.
It's Atalanta versus Bayer Leverkusen. It's going to be live from the Aviva Stadium. It's live on Virgin Media tonight. And Atalanta playing in their first European final, having eliminated, of course, one of the favourites, Liverpool, in the quarters, and then Marseille in the last four. But a lot of focus is on Bayer Leverkusen, who've had an amazing season in Germany.
Yeah.
And they're led... they have. Who are they led by then, Sho?
Oh, they're led by the leader.
Yeah.
There's only
who would
one.
Who would he be?
You couldn't even give him a name. He's just like, he's so iconic, a legend, a leader of his time. Yeah.
Xabi Alonso.
I love Xabi Alonso.
Is their manager, and he is, of course, a Liverpool legend, loved
leader.
And adored by Liverpool fans. They hoped he'd take the Liverpool job, but he's happy out because he's flying it in Germany. He's a leader.
He's leading in Germany and he doesn't want to move.
But the thing about Xabi Alonso.
Alonso.
He has strong links to Ireland because when he was 13, he came here as a Spanish student.
No way.
On that pilgrimage that so many Spanish students and teenagers do. And he stayed in Meath in Kells, had a ball. And he was asked about this yesterday in the conference by the Virgin Media reporter. And this is what he had to say.
Xavi, welcome back to Ireland. I presume when you were here as a teenager, you didn't see yourself coming back to managing a European final. And secondly, in that regard, is it something of a home match for you?
No, at that moment it was not on my plans what I was going to be. I came here 14 to Kells and I enjoyed my summer here. So, but it's always great to come back to Dublin. I feel that connection since then. It's my Liverpool years as well. The connection with Ireland is really strong. So it was great to be here. The stadium is fantastic. And you know, for our fans, for sure they will enjoy the whole day, the pre-match. And the game is going to be a great atmosphere.
Oh, I love the accent.
I like him. He's such a leader. And he's a.
you would have been happy at 14 to have him in your house, would you? I certainly would, yeah. Get up. I got
you in the morning. Beat breakfast.
Okay, so Guinness World Records. We are talking and we're trying to find out, okay, who's got one? Mm. Who's tried it? Mm. And what kind of success levels we have here in the Southeast? Let us start. Nicole is on the line with a very, very impressive one. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Now, not too bad.
Yeah. Now, come on, take us back to 2013. Big day for the parish.
Big day for the parish. There was a load of local groups in Carrick on Shore did a what they called a bridge link. So all around the main street, over the old bridge, over Carrickbeg and back around the new bridge, everyone formed a big long chain and held a thumb war.
Thumb war.
Yeah, and it broke the record. There was, I think, from the article that I was looking up to try and remember it was 1,599 people they counted. No way.
So it's the world record for the longest human thumb wrestling chain, and it's held by the people of Carrick on Shore.
Yes.
Wow. And how long were you there for?
There's lots of world record holders in your area.
Yeah. Yeah, among us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you still do the thumb wrestling?
I do occasionally. Oh, I only had one the other day.
Did you?
With who?
With my partner in the car. Right. Whenever I catch his hand, if he's not kind of fully paying attention, I start a quick thumb war just so I can win.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my god, you're sitting in the car and you're like,
if he's listening, he'll be like, yeah, she does that, she's so annoying.
Yeah. It's just the fact that that's like a little pastime for you. It's a little hobby. And you're a record breaker.
I only like to do it if I know that I'm if the other person isn't paying attention fully and I'm going to win.
Mm. Okay, all right.
Not half competitive like.
Well, I'm not going up against you.
Yeah, we are well impressed. Nicole, fair play to you. You can take that to your grave. Yeah. Or a world
well
record.
Done. You can try a little mini one at the camp out.
We might do
Tom
wrestling actually at
Thank
the camp.
Thank you. Out. That's a brilliant idea.
Get a little chain going.
We'll FaceTime you.
I want video evidence.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No bother. Thanks, Nicole, have a great day. Thanks, Janice.
Mind yourself.
Bye. Right, let's go over to Aoife. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're good. Now, you've got two. Not one, but two.
Well, two attempts. I don't know if I actually still hold the record on either of them.
Okay.
Go first.
So, yeah, the first one was a couple of years ago. Well, many years ago, my town decided that they were going to try and break the world record for the most amount of people dancing river dance on the banks of a river.
Okay, I mean it's something to do, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. I know that one has been broken by actual river dance because they did it on the banks of the Liffey.
Okay, well, how many of you tried it when you did it?
I think there was about 1,000 or so.
Wow! And obviously, anybody was welcome. Like there was no criteria.
Oh yeah, No, you didn't have to be able to dance.
Okay.
All right, it's number two then.
So the second one, I believe, is still held. So it was in 2011 in Sweden at a World Scout event, about 42,000 people at it. And they got everyone to do the popping sound with your mouth. I'm going to try to do it. I don't think I can still do it.
Okay.
So this.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I can't still do it.
Hang on, I'm going to have a go.
That's really good. My Uncle John was amazing at this. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can do it.
It's like your whistling efforts.
Oh my god, I can't pop either. Well done.
Yeah, so they got 42,000 people to do that in one go.
42,000, that's
well,
phenomenal.
Look, yeah. That is just like, yeah, you that's chef's kiss, that
still
world record.
That won't be beaten either. You'll yeah. take yeah, yeah, that
you,
one.
Yeah. You can put that on a plaque or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it, Aoife.
Thanks so much, Mrs.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Okay, and come here, you want to mention one more, which is due to happen this weekend. In a place very close to your heart.
So close to my heart. And I suppose this was what kind of started the whole conversation about Guinness World Records and the fact that I was so proud that I was from a place where we actually, I suppose, founded this very thing. And now I can't find the actual message. But Helen was on to us this morning. And in Castlebridge in County Wexford on Sunday, they are attempting to break a world record. As I said, it's the birthplace of the Guinness World Records. And they're attempting to break the world record for tin whistlers. Yeah. Tin whistles, like, I don't know, is it how many? But you can practice lesson and registration May 26th, 11 to 12 in Castlebridge Hall. It's a world record attempt.
Skilled and amateur ages, all welcome.
Everybody.
Bring your own tin whistle. BYOTW. Yeah. That's what I
see. BYOTW.
BYOTW.
Okay.
So 11 a.m, Castlebridge Hall. Tin whistlers, they're going to try break a record on May 26th.
Brilliant. What are the chances? Up. That's a universe, isn't it?
Universe talking. Yeah. Can you play tin whistle?
No.
Okay.
And I can't pop either.
You can't pop either.
Wake up with your mate. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We've talked about this on the show before, but I will ask again because I can't think off the top of my head what your answer is. What is your go-to karaoke song, Shona Lines?
I don't have one because I've never done karaoke. And the girls in work here recently went and I was meant to go and at the last minute I couldn't. So it is something that I will hopefully have done by the end of 2024, because apparently there's a place here in Waterford you can do it. It looks really cool. Don't know the name of it. Well,
I was in town last weekend with a friend and there's a taxi driver in Waterford. He's from Wexford. It's Nicky.
Oh, Nicky. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And he's given you a couple of tips.
Yes.
But he was on the street and he beat me and called me over to his cab. He's installed karaoke in his taxi.
Oh my
god.
He has
a screen with the words.
Nicky. Nicky, I want to
just drive the two of us round for an hour.
Nicky, I want to go in your cab. Yeah. I want to do karaoke in your cab. Oh my god, make this happen.
Yeah.
Love it.
So there you go. Now, my go-to song traditionally has been Lionel Richie All Night Long.
Mm-hmm. That I've been privy to that. Yeah. I've experienced that firsthand.
Don't necessarily hit all the notes, but boy do I perform it.
Oh yeah.
I give it a lot.
It's certainly a performance that you will not forget.
Yeah. Now, Adele, right?
Yeah.
One of the, obviously an icon of our time.
Yeah.
One of the most stunning voices of our time. So when Adele goes to karaoke, what do you think she sings? Does she do one of the big powerhouses like Celine or Mariah?
That's too obvious, is though, because she is a powerhouse ballad kind of gal. So surely when you're doing something that's like meant to be for fun, you pick something
fun.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that Adele's go-to for karaoke is S Club 7.
Oh, I love her more than I thought.
She admitted this at a gig over the weekend.
Do we have any S Club 7 fans here? Okay, well, they had a ballad, so I did it for karaoke. Never had a dream come true till the day that I found you. Oh. And I know no matter where life takes me to, a part of me will always be you. Next time you go to karaoke, do Never Had a Dream Come True by S Club 7 and you'll blow everyone away.
I was hoping for reach, but look, you get what you get and you don't get upset. I can just say about Adele, though, that's unfortunate for S Club because that song has never sounded so good.
I know.
You know?
I know. Yeah. You'd be sickened, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely sickened.
What is a song that you would recommend to somebody who can't sing and has never done karaoke before? What should my song be?
Ice Ice Baby. You don't have to sing really in that, it's just rap.
Ah, no, that wouldn't be me. I don't look like somebody that would come out with.
Well, I just
ice,
think, just
ice.
Don't sing is your way forward. So something that just has spoken words. Remember that sunscreen song? You could just read that out.
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, exactly.
No!
Yeah.
I want to properly like belt out some kind of hit. Michael's been on. We need to encourage/force Shona to sing karaoke on air.
We will lose
hashtag,
our license.
I'm not finished reading the message. Hashtag comfort zones. What are they? Ahaha. I'm not allowed, Michael. It's a rule
I'd
that we.
I'd rather turn off the transmitter than let her sing, to be honest.
You'd go up Mount Leinster yourself.
Yeah. So, but if you have any suggestions, what would be a good song for Show to sing a karaoke, bearing in mind she cannot sing? 0851029103.
Nikki. Are you out there this morning with karaoke in your cab? I want to do it.
Right, suggestion for show, song for her to perform. Jamie was on. You should do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. West Philadelphia.
Okay, don't hate me. Don't at me. I've never seen the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did you know I was going to say that?
It was obvious, wasn't it? From a mile away, I could see that one.
I don't think I don't think I'd be able to rap. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. Sandra says, I'm a singer like Shona. My dad says I should sing from a distance, like out around the hook somewhere where no one can hear me. That's it.
I love that.
And Shannon is suggesting, I don't remember that 90s song, Tequila. Tequila, it makes me happy. No.
No.
Oh, no.
I was thinking of Crystal Swing. Didn't they do a song? She likes tequila. You know that song?
He likes tequila. She likes it. I also use Jax Jones' Tequila. La, la, la. So I'm not sure which one to talk
which
about.
Which tequila you got? Yeah.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Right. You've been out on a little journey for yourself, Show. Is that fair to say? You've been out learning about yourself?
I have. I've dug deep.
You certainly have. Take a listen to this.
Last month, and very early in the morning on Beat Breakfast, we heard this news.
There are calls in the UK for VAT to be scrapped on bras. Healthcare professionals who carry out x-rays and MRI scans say a poorly fitted bra can lead to problems.
And a few moments later, I shared this piece of info with the boys.
It's Niall and Show and Killian with you for a new day. Hope you're well.
Do you know what struck me there when Aoife was reading the news and she was talking about the bras should be exempt from VAT? I have never been fitted.
Oh, well, officially. You're probably wearing the wrong one then. Say something like 60% of girls are wearing the wrong size bra?
Yeah, it just struck me. I've never gone in.
Do you want me to measure you?
No, I do not want to. I decided to take to the streets of Carlow to ask these girls, have they ever been fitted for a bra?
Can't say I have now, but like if the opportunity ever came up, I'd take it, you know? Like, don't ever buy what you think you wear. You'll be surprised that how cups and band sizes work, definitely.
You don't know your bra sizes. I don't think we know how to measure them.
Pleasantly a lot bigger than I thought.
So there was only one thing left to do. Here's what happened when I visited Shaw's in Carlow and the lovely Paula fitted me for a bra for the very first time.
I don't think whatever happens here today, I'll be filling this baby. No.
What can somebody expect when they come in?
Okay, so we have a very private area here. You pop into the fitting room, we'll have a small chat to see if there's any concerns you have, whether it's for an occasion, is it an everyday? 8 out of 10 women wear the wrong size, and most people are shocked. Most people are shocked then when they go off with a different size that they've been wearing for years and years.
I believe, because I've been wearing the same bra for years, size-wise, I believe I'm a 32B.
I don't think so, Shauna.
Okay, then. Let's make
but we'll pop
head.
In and see.
Okay. So normally, Paula, we would obviously do this without a top on, but for the purpose of the video, we will leave this on for today.
Yeah,
but normally you just do it the bra.
Just a bra.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just going to pop the tape around you. I think you are a 32 double D, but we'll get it and see.
What? A double D?
I was right, 32 double D.
I'm a double D. I'm shook and delighted in equal measure. So get your bra fitted, ladies.
Right, just let's take that in for a minute. Just take all that in for a minute. Just to recap on the important breaking news this morning. Show is a double D. You knew you had it in you.
I knew.
Well, thank you. No. Okay, thank you.
Well done. Well done, Sean.
I never get embarrassed. You're embarrassing me. Can I say a massive thank you to Paula and the lovely team at Shaw's in Carlow for being so kind to me. I'd never had it done before and they were so lovely. And Paula looked at me the minute I walked in the door and she said, you're a double D.
Yeah,
she knew.
Sixth sense.
I was like, this woman's incredible. But like on the back of that, can we just point out, thanks for all the messages of support this morning.
A lot of support out there for you.
As Paula said in that, 8 out of 10 women are wearing the wrong bra. And I spoke to my mum the other day and I explained to her that I was a double D and she was shocked, appalled. She couldn't believe it. And she said, you can't be. And I said, I am. So our bodies change so much as women over the years. So it is really important, even if you thought you were something and you haven't had it checked for years, go do it. You might be pleasantly surprised like me, and obviously the bra fitting experts like Paula at Shaw's will take you through the whole process. It's private, it's lovely. It was a really lovely experience, and And also, the Bra Fit event is now on at Shaw's, so you can drop in and get measured this week. And yeah, I would highly recommend. You might be very happy like me heading into the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, there's a lot of support for you on the WhatsApp. There's also a lot of support for Tom. So Tom will be over the moon with this news. Delighted. Congratulations, Tom, as well. It's good news all round.
I don't know myself, honestly. I feel...
Stop touching him.
Eat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.